Salutiam devotamente, which is based on a 13th century hymn or laudario. We heard an arrangement by flugelhornist Paolo Fresu and bandoneonist Daniel Di Bonaventura. Also performing there, the Perugia Chamber Orchestra and the women's vocal ensemble Armonioso Incanto, singing the original Laudario. Kind of a wild arrangement, because in the books that survive, it's just the melody line, and people would just sing that.
So you kind of slipped in another accordion with the bandoneon there.
Kind of.
You're very sneaky,
it's
Warren Buck.
It's a bonus. Anyway, I like when things get all jumbled up like that.
That's the nature of Friday Happy
Hour. Yes, it is, yeah. The Ted Rosenthal trio before that performing their arrangement of a waltz in A flat major by Frédéric Chopin, featuring clarinetist Ken Peplowski.
May he rest in peace.
Yes, indeed.
Friday Happy Hour. Getting things all jumbled up since 2022. No.
There you go. Yeah.
The first
put that on a t-shirt. Yeah, 2022. Four, what is it? Yeah, 4-year anniversary coming up.
What are we going to do to celebrate?
I don't have to look up to see what you get people on the 4th anniversary.
Charcoal like or something.
Box cutter or something like that.
Wait.
It's the box cutter anniversary.
That's rather dour. Oh my God.
How else are you going to get your boxes open? Anyway.
You can let us know what the 4th anniversary is by getting in touch at happy@allclassical.org. Friday Happy Hour made possible in part by Terwilliger Plaza, independent and assisted living for seniors 62 plus in Southwest Portland, holding a virtual Portland housing market and downsizing presentation and Q&A with tips for planning a successful move. That's Tuesday, April 14th. You can RSVP at terwilligerplaza.com.
I'm Edmund Stone. Join me in the celebration of 20 years of The Score with a curated selection of some of my personal favorite episodes of the past 2 decades. Some of the shows I love creating the most. I've got exclusive interviews with composers and directors, including Michael Giacchino and Alfred Hitchcock. It's 20 years of The Score. Join me Saturday at 2 on The Score.
So next up on Friday Happy Hour is something for Poetry Month. National Poetry Month kicks off April 1st every year. All Classical Radio always provides you with information about poetry. We love the connection between different arts.
And in fact, if I can interrupt, there's a great blog at our website right now all about art song and lieder and how poetry informs music. You can check that out in the arts blog at allclassical.org.
And beautifully written by our music researcher, Rebecca Richardson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, as you were.
So I've got a piece about the intersection of poetry and music here. This is from the mid-1930s. It's called Night Mail, and it was commissioned by the General Post Office of Great Britain. It's a fascinating to think in the middle.
Yeah.
In the middle of a worldwide depression, they decided, we need to commission a piece
music
that's, you know, brings you the drama of getting mail delivered.
Okay.
But it's an amazing piece because they hired a young Benjamin Britten and W.H. Auden, a great poet who would eventually go on to win the Pulitzer Prize here in the United States. And they created a piece of music called The Night Mail. And we're going to hear the closing segment of The Night Mail, which features a reading of the poem Night Mail by W.H. Auden by Nigel Hawthorne.
I recognize that name. He was the guy who played King George III in The Madness of King George, right?
Yeah, King George III. Yeah, not a sequel, by the way. Anyway, there wasn't a Madness of King George 1, 2,
right,
etc.
Exactly.
So we're going to hear this piece. This is a performance featuring, as I said, Nigel Hawthorne and the Nash Ensemble.